The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. From the first LEGO organization, showing something off on a cell phone, it's Professor Dan Maggio.
Hi, Matt.
Is it just more pictures of Prasad's kids or what?
Yes, and their hair.
Their hair is remarkable.
It's really the hair.
It is to be remarked on.
It just makes me think back to when I was a child. And I had hair.
Oh, back when you had hair?
I had hair.
It's okay. How's the curling sheet lately?
The curling sheet's great. I mean, we're having our ups and downs. So.
Okay.
But our ice is great.
But the ice is very level.
For those in the curling world, that means that's a good thing.
Good.
It's a great season.
Very good.
My body is
How
telling me.
How are your brooms?
My brooms are
Didn't they change the rules recently? There was some new thing.
There are some new broom technology.
Yes, correct.
And the newest one, there's been some controversy over
that's what
it should
I read.
Be allowed or not.
Yeah.
So it's the texture and the material.
Oh, the equivalent of deflated footballs.
It's
sure.
deflated. Could you, if you can imagine that there's actually controversy in curling.
Yes, I can.
This is it.
Well, that's where we are, because the next
anything
person...
Anything that moves at that pace is going to create controversy.
The heated line, it's Professor Prasad Venugopal, professor of curling controversy.
And the only thing I have to say about curling is that when I was growing up as a kid, I had very curly hair, like my son does, and they straightened it out of me in India.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You comb your hair. You part it, and you comb it, and you comb it, and you comb it until the curls all disappear.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Because you want to look slick.
Well, leaving unkempt curly hair was not done. You had to be well-groomed, and well-groomed meant you took a comb and you combed your hair over, and you had a nice part that everybody could see from the moon.
Your son's hair is not unkempt. It's just massive.
In India in the 1970s, it would have been considered unkempt.
Well, I don't know. My brother had hair like that in the 70s.
So did you use any hair product?
Yeah, coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
That would give you shiny hair.
It give you a nice shiny black hair, but you also comb it and you straighten it out.
Hmm.
And interesting.
Then, yeah.
Wow. I've learned something today.
Paste it down.
Yes. Professor Jim Tubbs
Hello.
Is here. It's been a while, Jim.
It has been
glad
a while.
To see you again.
Good to be here. Good
Excellent.
To be here.
How are you doing today?
Well, I just got out of a Council of Chairs meeting, so I don't know what that tells you, but before that I was doing great. And the meeting wasn't bad at all.
Oh, okay. Well, that's. I mean,
just one of those chair responsibilities, you know.
That's right. Get a lot of scholars in a room to talk about a few things, and there's a lot of people at that meeting. There's like 15 people, sometimes more. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I see our executive producer is inspecting. So everybody, behave.
Uh-oh. And put your pants back on, Jim.
Exactly. Oh, not the best segue. Professor Kendra Evans is here.
Oh dear.
You know, you were remarking about my anti-Tom Brady support wearing orange and blue today, but I like your sweater, too. It's a good color.
Oh, thank you.
It makes me think.
I don't know which team I'm supporting.
Think spring.
It's sort of a team-neutral color.
Yeah, it is.
There's some silver fleck in there.
We'll send a shout-out to Professor Diane Manica, probably rooting for the Cardinals.
No, she's torn. I talked to her on the phone about this.
Oh, no.
Really?
Because she has close friends who are Panthers fans.
She's such a peacemaker.
But she's got family who are Arizona fans.
That's right.
Okay. She's stuck.
Yep. But Kendra definitely is partial to the Broncos.
I certainly am.
Yep. Am I going to have to say it on air? It looks like I'm going to have to. Chicken parm mutation.
I had to sing that thing. Oh,
sorry.
Now I'm not going to get it out of my head for months.
No one on that set have a tuning fork or anything.
I don't think it matters.
They probably did.
You know, we're going to have you do something stupid. Is there $1 billion at the end of this? Yes. All right, whatever.
Yep, I'll do it.
I'll wear the crawfish
shorts.
Please
don't do Matthew McConaughey.
I can already tell that
you mean
Professor,
the
Professor Dame Chow is woozy from my nationwide Peyton Manning commercial
impersonation. I'm stunned. And glad to be here, I think.
As always?
As always, okay. Maybe, possibly.
Oh. How are you doing?
For all we know, some graduate of your place actually created one of these things.
It's possible.
No comment.
The College of Creative Studies.
No comment whatsoever.
Yeah, absolutely possible. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on Facebook. You know, we had just started a very very magical set of questions. They were put together by UDM's Fitness Center staff. If you remember, we had started with, why do Canadians put their milk in a bag? There was no technical answer or response, correct response given here, but it got us going on a tangent about Canadians putting their milk in a bag. We had Professor Chang and Professor Chow with us last week, and they're both Canadian, and they told us about milk going in a bag.
It just makes sense.
Like little polyethylene bags?
Yeah, polyethylene bags, about yay tall.
We do that in India, too.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
There you go.
The British influence.
We're the children of the Commonwealth in bagged milk.
There you go.
Why?
Does it feel more like a real cow that way?
It's just more functional. You can buy it. It's easier to store. You can lay it sideways.
That's correct. And you can reuse the bag.
It's more environmentally friendly.
Yes, yeah. It is. Milk drinkers of the Commonwealth, unite. You have nothing to lose but your
milk drinkers of the Commonwealth. Oh, my word.
Hey, did you guys ever get milk money as kids?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. 5 cents.
Yeah.
A nickel,
to buy a carton of milk.
Yeah, you used to get the little half pints.
Yeah.
And 10 cents for an ice cream sandwich, if we were good.
Wow. See, now, I remember
I don't want to make any comments about people's
ages. The
little
paper pints, but mine were a quarter, and my parents cursed it because it was so expensive.
Well.
Sure. Now it would be a buck, I bet. Here's a question with no answer. The fitness center staff asks, if you punch yourself and it hurts, are you very strong or very weak?
Or stupid? Masochistic.
I'm giving partial credit, frankly.
If you punch yourself and it hurts.
Are you strong or weak?
You're strong enough to make yourself hurt.
A little of each.
You're strong in your extremities and weak in other parts.
No, okay.
You're strong enough and you're alive to know that it hurts.
I'll take it. What is no sooner spoken than broken?
Promise.
A vow.
You guys are in the wheelhouse. That fits, but it's not what they're looking for here.
Silence.
Silence is the correct response.
Oh.
And I think I should leave. Isn't that the George Costanza principle?
Oh, yeah. Leave it on a high note, for sure. Oh, absolutely.
You got one right.
That's it. I'm done.
What planet is Chewbacca from Star Wars from?
Oh, I remember this one. It's like
if you can understand.
We're going to have to work on that.
Yeah, I know I have to work on that, but
I have a funny story about that.
I need to hear the story.
Okay, so the story is our Thursday night curling team is a Star Wars themed league, is Wookiees of the Year. So that's our team name. So our Skip found a video online of a kid teaches you how to actually talk like a Wookiee. Like, so we were almost all practice it so we could like roar on the ice. But I'm too much of an introvert to do that kind of stuff.
Oh, come on.
But they were doing it last night because we were behind by a point. We were up. I'm sorry. We were up.
What does it
sound
like?
The last shot of the game was about to beat us. So we yelled down at the other end of our opponent. We said, let the Wookiees win, because that's a line from the movie. Mm. And then the rest of the team all did the yell, which was hysterical. Anyway, that's my story.
Only I could hear it.
You should have recorded
like a clock
that
or something like that.
I'll yes, send you I mean you're gonna have to get this one wrong. There's been some things that have been close, but we haven't hit. Kashyyyk is the name of the planet that Chewbacca is from. And we'll go forward with one more Star Wars here because I know this gets under Prasad's skin, so he knows what's coming. But they're talking about the fact that in Star Wars now in multiple movies after Episode 7. The number of parsecs the Kessel Run has been mentioned. Why is this a physical abnormality?
It was 12 or 15, right? Was it
12 or 14?
12 or 14.
Well, the Millennium Falcon is a very fast ship, and it can make the Kessel Run in less parsecs than total. However...
Yeah. So I have to answer this now?
Well, I'm just...
Why not?
Just
we'll go ahead.
For why that's
I think you're the
nonsense.
Only one capable of doing that.
So. Because a parsec is not a unit of time. So you can't do it in 12 or 14 parsecs.
It's like saying, I made it from 7 mile to 8 mile in a half mile.
In a half
mile. It doesn't make any sense.
That's right. So a parsec is a measure of distance?
Distance.
It's a measure of distance.
Ah.
A parsec is 3.26 light years. So it's a measure of distance.
Okay.
It's like saying, I made the Kessel Run in 1 mile.
You would think that obvious oversight would have been caught.
Actually, I think that whenever the first movie came out, late 70s or something like that, that was a genuine mistake. This is what I know. And then I don't know anything about the latest movie. I actually think that they did it to just poke people like me in the eye.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Let's get all the physicists.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The astronomers.
Mm-hmm. How many calories are there in 1 gram of fat?
Nine.
Oh, my Lord.
Nine kilocalories.
That's exactly right.
It's not calories. It's kilocalories.
Kilocalories.
Yeah, big C calories.
And four
exactly correct.
In carbohydrate. and four in protein.
That is exactly the rest of the question. Oh, okay. So I'm kind of freaking out right now.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Jim, where were you with the Powerball numbers a couple weeks ago when I needed you?
It was in biochemistry.
Yeah,
college.
Yeah. That's even so nursing awesome. Chemistry. Seventh grade health class.
Wow. Profs, it says here, with regard to the Big Four, we're referring to the four major professional sports leagues in the United States of America. There are nine franchises.
Curling, right? Includes curling?
It does not include curling.
That would be fifth. That would be fifth.
Yeah. Does include biathlon, does not include curling. Of the Big Four, there are nine franchises with mascots, or nicknames we could call them, that don't end in the letter S.
Miami Heat would be
the
one of them.
The Heat is one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, we've had this
the Avalanche.
Before.
Avalanche.
Yeah, we've had this question before. Any of the White Sox, Red Sox?
White Sox, Red Sox.
Oh, jeez. Because I know we've had this before.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Jason when I need him?
We have, let's see here, three left from the NBA.
The Jazz. I was just going to say
Utah
that. Jazz,
and two left from the NHL. Now we have two left from
the
NBA.
What about the Black Sox?
NBA?
Black Sox aren't running.
The NBA.
The Phoenix Coyote? No.
Coyotes? End with an S.
No, no.
Okay.
No.
How about I send you NBA style to Orlando?
Magic?
The Magic. And also NBA style, we move out to Oklahoma.
The Thunder.
The Thunder.
Yeah.
Okay, two more from the NHL.
Okay, I should know.
It's like a third generation franchise because of how many they've lost.
The Wild.
But Minnesota, yep, the Wild.
Okay, and
last but not least, an NHL franchise with
Maple
a lot of connections to the Red Wings.
Oh.
One from Florida.
Oh, the Tampa Bay Lightning.
The Lightning, yes.
Oh,
the Lightning.
Train wreck that they are. Curse them.
Very well done. I mean, since there's no person attached here, it's the fitness center staff. We really appreciate you sending them in, but I think we did all right.
And send
those
more.
Were some good questions.
Yeah, send more.
Nice.
Lots more.
Very, very nice. Oh, look at this. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Dear colleagues, once again, my schedule keeps me from joining the panel, but I sometimes think it's more fun listening to you trying to answer the questions I send. In either case, here's another set. Passing grade 75%. Enjoy, Professor Jason Roach.
Oh, Steelers trivia, right?
Yes, Steelers trivia. While we think about Jason's questions coming up, we'll take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Get those bells. Yes. The University of Detroit Mercy presents Ask the Professor. On location. It's our annual picnic show, and this year we have come to Chillicothe, Ohio, at the grand opening of the academic theme park.
Don't get cotton candy on the mic, okay?
That's right. That's right. It's the first academic theme park in North America, and I have with me today, that came all the way down from Detroit, we have George Pickering.
Sure. Pleasure to be here, giving away degrees.
That's right.
Step right up, get your degree.
George is very attracted to this thing over across from us called the Diploma Mill.
Oh, which, I love it.
Strolling along beside George is Kathy Bush.
Hello.
And this is the place, though, this Diploma Mill. You can have hot dogs with vice presidents. You can buy a degree or two. Anything your heart desires, academically.
Well, you can win
or,
it at games, too.
And you can do that.
You can do that.
Oh, we're passing the casino. Let's take a look at the casino.
You can win so many student credit hours and profit points in there. It's unbelievable that you can come out of there with 32 hours at B level.
You can, are these life experience credits?
Oh, absolutely. It is a life experience.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Sometimes it seems like a life sentence, you know, but it's really a life experience.
This is really fascinating.
Step right up, spin the wheel, come out with 32 hours in religious studies.
And we are back. We're going to start up some questions from our panelist who's not here today, Professor Jason Roach. He always sends in some fun stuff, and these are pretty fun. What do the following manufacturing companies make? Manac, Stoughton, Great Dane.
Trucks.
Specifically? Trucks.
Trailers.
Tractor trailer. Let's see here. All the following are brands of what kind of product? I'm sensing a theme here. Jason, Lear, A-R-E.
Car seats?
Lear.
Car interiors?
Jets?
No, Lear. Not hearing it yet. I mean, we see these logos all the time whilst we're driving.
Is it car related?
It's
vehicle related.
Motoring, vehicle related. Yes,
emissions.
I know. Lear makes car interiors.
They're on Lights. Telegram. Jason Lear, A-R-E. Especially the Lear logo. I can picture it in my mind.
Yeah, I'm picturing.
Yeah.
Lear
seatbelt?
Professor, there's they are
bags? They got a big office.
The caps to pickup trucks, the things that cover the bed on the back of the pickup.
Oh,
so you see it on the back window.
I've never guessed in a million years.
Never.
Let's see. Okay. How about these three manufacturers? What type of product do they generate? Hammer Strength, York, Nautilus.
Fitness?
Fitness equipment. Fitness. Yep. Yeah. Weight training. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Oh, my. Well, we're definitely switching gears, and very quickly that. Who's the only recording artist in history to have 17 songs simultaneously charting on the Billboard Hot 100?
Kanye West.
It wasn't Kanye, but you're in the wheelhouse.
It's Paul McCartney. It's the young girl, Taylor Swift.
Not a female.
It can't be Johnny Mathis. Johnny Mathis.
You're not going with, not Pharrell Williams.
Nope.
17.
I'm feeling a strong Canadian vibe here.
Oh, no.
Male Canadian? Oh, female. Oh,
Celine Dion?
Adele?
No.
No, it's not female.
It's not female. It's new.
So Justin Bieber, then?
It's Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was trying not to think of it.
Looks like we got
I'm turning in my green
Bieber's in here. Yep.
Not me. I got the answer.
The rest of us.
Well, try this one for size.
How can you have 17 songs on the top 100?
He was busy.
Really? Can you do? Can you
he
actually?
Was doing
have
in jail.
How can Samuel Jackson
can
turn out?
Can anyone here name one of them?
No,
that's true. That's a good point.
The only song of his I know is "Baby, Baby, Oh, Baby, Baby."
Oh, that was way back.
That's right.
he hadn't hit puberty when that.
But
was
aren't those universal song lyrics for a generation?
So
and
prior to this record, okay. Two recording acts shared the record for most singles charting in the Hot 100. Who were the artists? I'm sorry to say I don't actually have the numbers that they had. Obviously, they were less than 17.
Assume the Beatles and the Supremes?
The Beatles is one of them, April 11th, 1964. And if you can believe it, the other person, twice solo artist, March 7th and October 17th of 2015.
What was the question
Taylor
again?
Swift?
Before Justin Bieber got the title of that number
who had that one?
Singles, who had the other ones? The Beatles and who else?
Adele?
No. It wasn't Adele. It was a one-word name, male performer, same as a synonym for a male duck.
Drake.
Drake is his name. Oh yes. Twice last year.
I'm not with it either.
Well, you knew how old Baby was. Give yourself some credit. Holy smokes. What do recording artists Billy Joel, Mariah Carey, and Debbie Gibson all have in common?
Microphones.
They're washed up.
Billy Joel has his own channel on Sirius.
Billy Joel's doing
right
like
now.
Once a month concert at Madison Square.
Mariah Carey just got engaged.
All have one? Sony records. They're all
Billy Joel, Mariah Carey, Debbie Gibson. They're all washed up.
Billy Joel was good.
What if I told you they all came from
really
the
good.
Same place?
Oh, Philadelphia.
Not Philly. That's
New
not
Jersey.
What it says
Jersey.
Here. Doesn't say that either. They're from Long Island, specifically.
He does really? Sing that New York
Philly,
state of mind.
I thought it was from Philly.
What country did the Bee Gees and more
Australia.
Recently
Australia,
there we go, and Iggy Azalea have their origins? Yep, that's
Bee Gees were from Australia.
Yeah, and it's sad that they were English.
No.
Where have I been? My whole world is falling apart.
Well, it's sad now. It's only down to one brother now.
Just one B and one G.
It's a brother Gib.
Pay close attention to these names. What do the following pop music groups you may not have heard of have in common?
One Hit Wonders.
A-Teens. Dred Zeppelin.
Oh, they're takeoffs of other famous bands.
They are.
Cover bands. A-Teens are ABBA.
A-Teens do ABBA.
See, I know everything.
Dred Zeppelin does Led Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. And what does High Voltage do?
AC/DC.
AC/DC. Very well done.
What about what's the Pink Floyd group? Brit Floyd.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a whole bunch of them locally, too. So.
I'm not a big music fan, but I think anybody trying to redo Pink Floyd is really shameful.
Oh, they're brave.
How could you redo the best? I mean, Pink Floyd was like...
Gotta take a chance.
I've actually...
The highest form of
they're
flattery.
Comfortably numb.
True. That was a good answer.
Thank you.
I've actually seen...
Behind their wall.
Dred Zeppelin in concert. And they are not a like reggae cover band of Led Zeppelin. They are fronted by an extremely overweight man who dresses like Elvis.
There's also a group that tours that does the Beatles.
Oh, okay.
There's Beatlemania. There's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
They're
excellent.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of them.
Excellent. So I take that back about the Pink Floyd.
What is, with regard to music, The 27 Club, Professor Roach asks us.
Oh, it was the age that a bunch of people died.
Yeah,
that's Joplin, Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse.
Jim Morrison.
Yeah, Amy Winehouse, Kurt Cobain, Janis Joplin, Brian Jones, Jimi Hendrix, and Jim Morrison all died at the age of 27.
Wow, that's horrible.
Mama Cass isn't listed.
27?
I don't know. 27.
We're
okay. Young.
We're past that. So.
Kind of young. Let's transition to another category, professors. Advertising characters. Uh-oh. All the following are from the book Meet Mr. Product by Warren Dotz and Masood Hussein.
I got that book.
There we go.
Pistachios and let Dave.
Oh, great.
Some of these might be right up Professor Chow's alley.
Oh, great. No pressure. Can't we do parsecs again?
What's the name of the U.S. Postal Service comic book character?
Was it like
Mr. Zippy?
Yeah. Mr. Zip.
Yeah.
Yep, 1968.
Spindly leg little fella.
Mm-hmm. Sort of looked like Reddy Kilowatt, if you ask me. Megan Murray in our department has a Reddy Kilowatt pin, and she wears him all the time. It was very cute. What was the name of the cowboy-dressed character in advertisements for Fritos in 1954?
This would be Frito Bandito?
Before the controversial Frito Bandito.
Oh, before that.
He was a cowboy.
I can picture him, but... Oh, boy. I'm stumped on this one.
Yeah,
help!
Just a cowboy.
SOS.
It's the Frito Kid.
Oh,
of course. Makes perfect sense.
Frito Kid.
What was the name of the McDonald's main character before Ronald McDonald came on the scene, 1958?
Hamburglar.
It wasn't Hamburglar.
You expect us to remember things before 1958?
Actually, I know this one because Michigan has one or two McDonald's, and they're both in the Detroit area, that still use this logo.
Big-headed guy.
Yeah,
there's one McDonald's over there by the airport off of Merriman and 94.
What was the name of that?
Chubby chef with an oversized burger for his head. What was his name?
Chef Boyardee. Oh, no.
Not doing too well here. Speedy was his name. Okay. Speedy.
To be confused with Speedy Gonzalez.
Not at all. What character graced advertisements for Sony transistor radios in the mid-60s?
It was a dog.
It says it was a skinny cartoon stick man with a huge transistor radio for his head.
I have no recollection of that.
I can see him. I can never remember the names.
Radiohead.
Nice. This is the first time in the entire time I've ever hosted the show we're getting three in a row dead wrong. Randy the Transistor Radio. Sure.
Yeah. Professor Roche writes some tough questions.
I can draw them, but I can't remember the names of them.
What character represented Sinclair gasoline stations?
Oh, it was a dinosaur.
Yes, it was a dinosaur.
Yeah, the big green dinosaur.
Mm-hmm. What character represented Esso gasoline and still does in Canada?
The tiger.
Put a tiger in your tank.
Yep.
Esso oil drop, by the way, was his name.
Yeah. They were in India, too.
And then there was also drawn by, I know the illustrator, Bob Clark.
You only get one guess. Hint, hint. The name of the turtle, who was the face of Turtle Wax.
I think it was...
Don't think too hard.
I think it might be Zippy.
Hard
not,
shell.
Not turtle. Think UDM's mascot.
Tommy the turtle.
Yes.
Tommy the turtle.
Mm-hmm. Also, don't think too hard. What two smiley men in white service coats and black bow ties represented Mopar brake fluid in the mid-50s? Don't think very hard.
Mo and Par?
Yes, Mo and Par are correct.
No way.
Yes. Well, you know, let's just
why not?
Keep it simple, you know? What was the name of the character shaped like a spray can with arms, legs, and a confident, stern look on his face who represented Orkin Insect and Pest Control?
Like I said, I can see him. I can't remember the name.
Same name as a certain empire that may or may not have led to World War I?
You're talking about the Austro-Hungarian
Empire?
Oh,
well, I blew it.
Uh-oh.
I'm showing my age. No?
What, huh?
I'd say the same name as one of my great grandfathers. That's not going to help you either. Otto was his
name. Ottoman Empire. Sorry. You were thinking of.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, that was a casualty.
It was the first. Not a casualty. Not a casualty. Yep.
What's the name of the train driving engineer in advertisements for Good and Plenty?
Jones.
Casey Jones. I can hear the song.
Oh wow, yeah, like that's pretty good.
Yeah, good.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember the name of it. done in purples and whites.
Oh, and the bell. Saved. I'll let you guys know. It was Choo Choo Charlie was his name. You know, everybody knows that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, except North Carolina, Choo Choo means somebody else.
Oh, got it.
Charlie Davis.
Oh, I thought you were like Choo Choo Rodriguez. Oh, sorry.
That's Chai Chai. Oh, we're going to have to say goodbye at this point. Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Evans.
Bye-bye.
Professor Tubbs.
Guten Abend.
Professor Venugopal.
It's been hair-raising.
And Professor Maggio.
Hair-fluffing.
Not for me.
Now, these words.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have our regular panel with us. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
A pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here.
Yep, I mean, it truly is.
On his right, from the Department of English, Professor Claire Crabtree.
Hi, Edwin.
Hi,
glad
Claire.
To be here.
Glad to have you here.
It's an honor and a privilege. I'm going to go on now. I'm going to make a speech.
All right. Are you through?
Yes.
Claire's right. From the Department of Theater, Professor Arthur Beer.
Hello, Edwin.
Hello. On our last program, we were near the end of a set of questions from Bertie Bates of Grinnell, Iowa, one of our longtime listeners. She was asking you questions about movie stars.
Darling Stevens, I love it.
Yes, darling
Charlie.
Obscure, Charlie
we'd like to add obscure well, movie stars.
This woman was a nightclub hostess in later years, but when young, made a short subject doing some lightning-fast trick riding.
Annie Oakley.
No.
A nightclub hostess.
Catherine the Great.
That's right. That's right. Her first name was the name of a great southern state, big state.
Texas.
Texas Guinan?
That's right.
Texas what?
Texas Guinan used to run a speakeasy in New York, and she was famous for saying, "Welcome, suckers," when people came in.
That was Sophie Tucker.
No.
How many times did she say that to you, Arthur?
I wasn't there back then.
But his father told him.
Right.
Author and screenwriter.
State Supreme Court Justice.
Check out the resumes of some pretty big wheels.
Chairman and CEO.
Police chief.
And you'll find they have one thing in common.
University of Detroit Mercy.
UDM.
UDM.
University of Detroit Mercy.
An alumni list as impressive and diverse as the school itself, University of Detroit Mercy continues a tradition of excellence in education. To learn more about UDM's academic and financial aid programs, call 1-800-635-5020 or visit online at www.udmercy.edu. University of Detroit Mercy.
Chief Financial Officer.
We turn out big wheels.
Graduate, UDM.
Ask the Professor has transcribed the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced today by Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.